The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Shot clock at 6. Harden will make a move. And a floater inside. It's no good. Got hit in the eye inadvertently. Here comes Jarebko. Harden is down. 5-on-4. Green. Durant. Green. Good. Down by 9. Fake. 3. Curry. Good. Durant three. He's what? Knocked down 2 triples to begin the second half. Looney three. Thompson again. Oh! He has a flamethrower! 115-109. 6-point win in game 2. 4-point win in game 1. And the Golden State Warriors go up 2 games tonight.
They got 91 shots up. We got 77 up. You know what I mean? So obviously we see we got to be better on the glass and take better care of the ball. You know, that's something that we did well most of the season, and we haven't done well in the first 2 games.
It's like, you know, if we have it back, it's like 4 or 5 plays that we just have to be more solid. We laid on a screen or they got threes, right? And we just got to do a better job, and we will. And
how difficult was it for you to get back out there, and what was it like playing with it?
I can barely see, but just try to go out there and do what I can to help. Help my teammates.
Well, that was interesting. So much to get to from that. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model and troller of Rockets fans on Twitter. Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Maybe it should be AJ should leave town. At Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, send a carrier pigeon, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
I'll go 81%.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's been a crazy day, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has been a crazy day. Which, you know, I was in a great mood until I got here. Because for the first time in, let's tell somebody here, the first time in years, I'm almost done with my Derby stuff. I've got to
That's
do some.
That's awesome.
I did a video today. I've got to write up my picks. There'll be some free picks on Sports Map, and there'll be some premium picks on Pregame. I'm going to do those tonight. But I'm going to be done with my Derby stuff on Wednesday night.
That's good. That's now, good
it,
news.
It helps that we're not in Vegas, because that always pushes me back. But I'll have it all done. And if right now on the site, I've got detailed look at every horse. We'll have a video coming up shortly. And where I tried out a different hat because, you know, it's Derby. Got a different hat that I wore. And, so all that's almost done and just ready to rock and roll and have fun. And then, not the best of news here earlier. And just to address it, I have no comment on any of this. Until
we don't know. I mean, we don't know exactly what's going on with Prime Social. We've gotten the 200 something tweets that you guys have sent and texts and everything else. We know. I have no idea what's going on though. I wasn't there. All I know is not all the poker rooms got hit. From what I understand, it was Prime Social and Post Oak. But until there's more information, we don't really have a comment because I don't really know what happened. So, here's what I will say. Remote on Friday is canceled. So,
yeah.
John and Lance and Raheel and Dell will all be here in studio on Friday morning instead of at Prime Social. And tomorrow night, The Nuts, which is the poker show that Prime Social is sponsoring, We're gonna not air that show, and instead Patrick Creighton will be in here doing late hits.
Okay.
So
and
yeah. we'll address it again week to week as we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, listen, those guys have been good partners for us.
Yep.
So let's, you know,
I like those guys. I mean, I hope it's nothing. And honestly, I don't like the idea that there's apparently like now a push against legal poker in Texas. I don't like that. So, we'll have to see what's going on.
Yeah, and if that's the case, and from what I understand, I don't want to get into this too much because I don't know what's happening, and once we know, we'll be happy to comment more. I do know it's business as usual over at Lions. I talked to Najib today, and so far so good. So hopefully we'll get some more details and we'll address it when we can. But I'll say one thing totally unrelated to this. Poker players are not criminals.
No.
And I to this day,
there could easily be something going on that we don't know about,
right?
But
if
me, the way this is set up, this should be legal.
Yeah, and they've all gone through lawyers and everything else to make sure it's legal. So hopefully the whole thing, as we get more details, we'll figure it out. But I've been in contact with a lot of people today, and I hate to see it. Hopefully, as details come out, we'll be able to say more about it. But right now, you just can't. And I hope everything's good with those guys because we've had nothing but good experiences with them. And, like I said, I think the other rooms, all business as usual, as far as we know. And like I said, I exchanged texts with Najib today about Lions, and he's like, yeah, we're open. We got a tournament tonight. Come on over. So we'll see. I hope that this isn't the start of a campaign against poker rooms in the city, because if it is, it's just dumb. There's so many illegal things going on in this city, from sex trafficking to these damn slot machines that people are running and everything else.
Right.
Why don't you go after that? How about you go find the guys who broke into my house instead of worrying about shutting down?
They
did, and then they never got back to me. So why don't you go do that?
Well, now you're asking kind of a lot.
Well, I'm asking them to do their jobs.
You're asking them to do their job and then get back to you about it.
Well, I'm asking them to do that instead of go after poker rooms. So we'll see. Somebody says that has Dan Patrick written all over it. I'm sick of that guy, too. Yeah, that's stuff like this is what's going to chase me out of this state. This just draconic BS, if that's really what winds up happening.
But yeah.
Again, I don't know enough to link all the stuff.
I don't either.
Sorry. And I'm not gonna do that. I'm just saying I hope that it's not something to do that, because if it is, it's just dumb. And we should be better than that.
All right. Now that's addressed.
Yeah. Now we can talk about you.
Why do you want to talk about me?
Because I don't know. I'm just sitting there last night. Binding my own business, and all of a sudden I get tagged in all these tweets.
Because you hate me.
No.
People feel sorry for you.
Yeah, well, that I didn't quite get, but okay. I just know that...
They feel sorry for you because you have to work with me every day.
Well, all I know is it's time for you to leave town.
Apparently. I got some of that. To leave town.
I saw that, yeah. And something else.
Lots of different... I'm an unprofessional.
Oh, well, we knew that.
By the way, that might have been my favorite one, and this is why I didn't realize this at the time. The guy who called me unprofessional because I was making a joke about the James Harden eye injury thing.
Oh, well, if you can't, you had to joke.
I was like,
about
dude,
that.
How long are you going to be? I get it. It hurts getting poked in the eye, but let's get back to playing basketball. Like, rub him for a minute. Put some Visine in. Let's play ball.
Oh, no, he couldn't see, AJ.
Right. And I said something about his eyeball. His eye better have fallen out if he's going to be gone for this long. And a guy whose Twitter handle has to do with the Chronicle. So I assume he's got something to do with the Houston Chronicle.
Who is he?
I'm looking for the exact guy right now, but I'll tell you in just a second. But he was saying he could have been seriously injured. You don't know. And I was like, dude, we all saw the play. He wasn't seriously injured. He got hit in the face. It's basketball. This happens. I mean, it happens in every sport. People get hit and play on. Oh, here we go. Chris Shelton, C. Shelton Cron.
He's a former student of mine.
former student of yours and a former intern of ours.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I said, he said, very classy, AJ. When I said, why did he come out on the court and not get on the floor? I get that eye pokes suck, but let's go. He said, very classy, AJ. And I replied and said, yo, he didn't die. He got poked in the eye. And I get poked in the eye all the time at the gym. I rub it for a minute, and then I get back to getting punched in the face.
Here's a little secret. Sometimes if I don't like something AJ's saying, I just walk over and poke him in the eye.
And if his eyeball had fallen out of his head, it would have been an insensitive thing for me to say. But it didn't. So I don't think that's insensitive. And Chris said, you could at least see the extent of the injury before you make light of it. Come on. And I said, were you actually worried his eye was gone? You can't be serious. And then he says, so he has to lose an eye for an injury to be concerning? What are you even talking about? I said, I saw him get hit, so no, I wasn't concerned. He wasn't shot. He got hit in the face. It's sports. It happens. It could have easily been a major injury, but hey, you got your jokes out on Twitter. Good job. I said, sorry. You got his hospital room number? I'll send flowers.
Pro Flowers, by the way.
And then he said...
Let's work a sponsor in
there. Then he says, okay, I'm done with this. But this was a very unprofessional thing to say about an injury. And I was like, you know what? First of all, I don't care about being considered a professional. I'm not a sports journalist. I'm not. I'm an entertainer. It's not my job. I'm not a newsbreaker. I'm just here to I tell D jokes is what I do. Let's face it. And sometimes I give opinions on sports.
Right, and burp on air.
Yeah. How unprofessional is that? He is the regional editor of the Houston Chronicle's Northeast papers, Kingwood, Cleveland, Humble, Crosby, Dayton, and former Community Impact Sentinel Sports SJI alum tweets his own, it says. So he called me unprofessional, and then I come in today, and Michael Carroll says, you know what's really funny? That guy, Chris, that called you unprofessional, he used to intern at our station. I said, really? And he said, I said, I don't remember. And listen, the reality is you have to be either you have to have, you have to be a really hot chick, or you just have to be like a really excellent intern that ends up basically getting a job here for me to remember you if you're an intern. I'm not great with – it took me the longest time. I barely know all of our salespeople's names, and they make me money. So it's not personal. I just don't – it's hard for me to learn someone's name that's going to be gone in a semester. I'll just leave it at that. I don't remember Chris Shelton because apparently he interned with us years and years ago.
Well, it was back when I was teaching. So we're talking
– when we were at Cumulus.
Yeah, 2012.
That's about right. Because yeah. Michael Carroll said, yeah, he got fired from our internship program. And I was like, what? You got to be a pretty bad egg to get fired from our internship program, especially back then.
Yeah,
nobody was lining up to intern for us back then. We were barely a blip on the radar, and apparently he showed up late constantly. And Julie Takahashi was doing the job that later Jong did, and now Tyler does, where she was in charge. She was basically the intern wrangler,
right?
And Julie said, how do we fix this situation? You're showing up late every shift. And he's like, well, I guess if I show up late again, you can just, terminate my internship. Well, apparently his next shift, he showed up late. So Julie fired him. And I'm unprofessional. You can't show up on time for an internship. You got fired from an internship and I'm unprofessional? Stop.
All right. Well, I can tell you who's a real professional. My friend Laura Alexis over at Innovative Lasers, who joins us now to talk about the Zorona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. And I got to tell you, Laura, I'm still getting compliments on how much different I look from going through the treatment. And I know you did it as well. Tell people a little bit what it's about.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy to hear that we're still getting compliments. And the Zorona laser is one of the key ingredients that we use to help our patients reach their weight goals, their weight loss goals. The Verona laser is an FDA-approved laser that offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold, and psyche feels nothing at all. And that's what makes it fascinating about this product. Another thing that makes it so amazing is that the results are immediate. So you come in on a Monday, get underneath the laser, come back on Wednesday for your following treatment, and you will immediately see the analytical scan fat level go down, which is so fun and motivating. I mean, you know, it's not like you have to wait weeks at a time to see the difference. So that makes it innovative that there is a product out there that we can use that is FDA approved, it's safe, instant results, and there's really not much to it. You get underneath the laser and you get skinny.
That's what I tell people. It's real. It's as simple as you go lie down and they shine a red light on you, and that's it, and it works. And you guys have a great special going on for the people right now.
We actually do. Typically, a transformation package starts at $2,400. However, for ESPN listeners now, it's over half off at $1,000. And if you are one of the first 100 callers right now to call, we'll throw in an additional 3 sessions for free. And the number to call is 281-888-3094. We have operators standing by. If you happen to get a voicemail, keep on calling. Our phones may be clogged with the special that we're having. But it's a free consultation, no obligation. Come on in. We'll put you in a plan specifically right for you, and we'll help you reach those goals. Pain-free.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everybody's a little bit different, so you guys always have a plan that's going to work for them. And you can also check them out at InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Give them that number one more time.
Sure. It's area code 281-888-3094. And we have 5 locations to serve you.
All right. That's Laura Alexis from Innovative Lasers. And, guys, check it out. It will make a difference.
Thank you.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Chase says, I'm interning starting later this month. Should I delete my Twitter? Pretty much just used it to tweet the show. I don't think you've tweeted anything that would get you in trouble yet. Listen, we've all tweeted stuff that we're not proud of. Me, most notably, fairly recently. I've twice now I've done that. I'm not doing it again. I think I've learned my lesson after this one. Wasn't as bad as my war with United. That was pretty bad. But I don't understand why people. I wasn't making jokes on Twitter last night. I was just kind of responding. I don't do a lot of in-game stuff. I'll just respond to people. But I was going to make a joke. I was going to something like the eye has it. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person? Does it make me unprofessional?
I don't know.
Listen, as far as being unprofessional, I mean, aren't we here to entertain you? Isn't that the point?
That's all we're here to do.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy had one complaint when you made the joke of Ricardo Lockett getting his head blown off when he was playing for the Seahawks.
Oh, did I say
that?
Do
you remember that hit? He got knocked out cold, and you said, oh, he went to sleep right in the middle of the field because he was, like, right near the center of the field. Everybody else blew you up. I don't remember that guy having a problem with you making a joke because it was Ricardo Lockett, not
Tyler anybody. Lockett. Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett, sorry.
Well, I don't remember making that joke anyway. But that's kind of the problem with this show. There's people who will say, I remember when you said this.
You've lost all credibility because you said this 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember anything. Like, as soon as the show is over, I forget everything we just said. It's like I've got to wipe my disc. It's just...
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not as bad, but I don't remember. Like, when we listen to stupid stuff, a lot of times I don't remember it until I hear it again.
I don't either.
Because... You're trying, and I don't get too much into in-depth here, but when you're in the show and you're in the moment, you're just trying to go with it.
Yeah.
You don't always, you know, you're not going to remember every single word. Maybe we should. Maybe that's Maybe that's on us.
Probably the professional thing to
say. Yeah, but
let's face it.
But there are times.
I'm not a professional.
Well, I don't know. Are you getting paid to be on radio?
I am.
I guess that makes you a professional radio guy.
I got paid to fight, and apparently that means that I'm a backyard fighter.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And as far as the Rockets fans, kind of like, I know you said I was trolling Rockets Twitter.
I didn't mean it like that.
Trolling is when someone just says something that isn't true to get a rise out of a fan base. All I did was live tweet the game last night, and the Rockets did the work for themselves. I didn't say anything about the team that wasn't true. They stunk. And yes, they lost by 6 points. If you feel like that was a close game, I don't know what to tell you. They got dominated. That's about as dominant of a 6-point win as a team can have. The Rockets didn't look like they should have even been on the floor.
Remember what the spread was yesterday?
5.5.
Well, it went 6 is what the final was.
Was it?
Yeah, so it hit right on the number.
They played like garbage, and all I did was point out that they played like garbage. Not me trolling.
I know.
I got called a troll 20 times.
Well,
last night.
You know why? It's because they all think that you hate the Rockets and you love the Warriors. So anything you tweet is automatically going to start with that perspective out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm just explaining it. I don't think you did anything wrong. And frankly, why don't we talk about the fact that the Warriors are better than the Rockets? It sucks to admit, but guess what? They're still better.
Yeah.
And maybe when Durant goes off to New York or wherever he goes, that'll change. And
maybe.
And listen, I thought I said Warriors in 6 before the series started. I thought they were going to win the series. Nothing I've seen has changed my opinion of that. Having said that, I mean, they're not.
You said you think they are going to make it a series?
No. I'm just saying I nothing's changed my opinion of Warriors in 6. Okay.
Okay.
The reality is, though, if you're a Rockets fan, you want to hang on to one positive is now you get home games. You should be better at home. If you can win those, all you still have to do is win one game in Golden State. That's it. That's what you should hold on to if you're a Rockets fan.
Yeah.
And is it likely that they're going to win 4 the next 5? No.
I would say no.
No, but I think they're going to win a game or two in the series. Is that going to be good enough?
You said what?
I think they're going to win a game or two in the series. Is that going to be good enough for a Rockets fan?
Oh, I thought you meant, is that good enough to win a series?
No.
Definitively not.
No, but I mean, is that going to be a good enough season for you? Yeah. Are you going to be happy with that?
No, they're not. I mean, listen, the Rockets, the team, the brass, everybody, all they talk about is this is the problem when you say we obsess over the Warriors. We compare ourselves to the Warriors and that's it. And then the Warriors are better than you. It's like a pretty girl obsessing with a supermodel and saying I'm just as pretty as she is, but you're just not. Like you're not. I mean, you're still pretty. You're a solid 8, but you're not a 10. You're not Heidi Klum. I mean, you're a good looking chick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, you have been doing that laser thing, but. When you compare yourself to some, like, that's like us. We feel pretty comfortable with our standing in sports radio locally at this point. But that's like us saying, oh, we're just as good at radio as Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern. No, we're not. And if that's what we compare ourselves to and that's what we obsess with doing, like, if our only comp is, well, until we're making, $100 million a year, we're not going to be satisfied. We're never going to be satisfied because that's not us.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a fair comparison because that's kind of like comparing a Premier League player to MLS.
Kind of is.
We're among MLS teams. I mean, we're badasses.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, you throw us over there against Liverpool or Man City, we're going to get our ass kicked.
I guess it's just when you obsess with something that's. I don't want to say unattainable. I'm not saying. I mean, if they play this series 100 times, the Rockets are going to win some. But the Warriors are better than them.
Well, I have no problem with them obsessing over the Warriors. That's the team everybody should be obsessing over. That's the team you should be trying to beat.
But
they are the gold standard. You're not.
But if you come out and you say that, and you say, if we don't beat them, our season's a failure, then your season's a failure.
Well, I don't think that's unfair.
I mean, this is what you set your goal as. We want to be this or it's a failure. If you lose in 5 or 6, it's a failure. Especially in the second round, too. So, yeah, I would say that's not going to be good enough for Rockets fans.
Okay. Well, that's what I was...
But I don't know. I don't know anything about basketball. We've learned.
Well, where'd that come from?
Well, that's... You must not be paying attention.
Well, no, I didn't follow the whole thing.
Well, the guy called in the other day and said you must have been a horrible basketball player.
Yeah, and?
Well, that's important in this argument. I'm a horrible basketball player because I'm a 38-year-old white guy with 1.5 ACLs. So, you know, I'm not allowed to have an opinion on the Rockets being good or not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone knows that, Fred.
I did not know that.
Why? Do you have an opinion on the Rockets? How good are you at basketball?
Well, there was a time I was
pretty decent. No, I don't want to hear about that.
Now, no. Now I have a vertical of about 3 inches.
Okay, did you play college ball?
No, I did not.
Did you play professionally, overseas?
I did not.
You don't know anything about basketball, okay. Bro. All right. You're a dummy.
But, yeah, I'm very proud of my 3-inch vertical leap now and the fact that I can probably get up and down the court in about 8 minutes. That's pretty much where I am at this stage of my career. So, like a fast break for me, you have time to go get a beer and come back. That's my fast break.
Yeah.
So, I probably have nothing good to say. All right. I do have good things to say about razors, specifically Harry's razors. And guys, don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's. You get quality shaving supplies at a fair price. And it's so cool. Things I love about Harry's, well, convenience. I get them delivered right to my mailbox. Affordability, and you're getting quality, and all of this for a low, low price. And you can join the 10 million who've tried Harry's and get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. How about this? Just $3 plus free shipping if you use FAOUR at harrys.com. I'm going to do you one better. For just the $3, you can check it out. Well, if you don't like it, guess what? You're going to get your $3 back. That's their 100% quality guarantee. $3, guys. No risk. Come on. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for you. The new customers get $5 off a trial set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. So you'll get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Did I mention the free shipping? Yeah, you got free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who've tried it. Use code FAOUR to checkout to claim your offer.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 251 asked, longtime listener since I'm at Dean Days. Headed to the Kentucky Derby for the first time ever. You're going to love it. Go to the Bristol and have the Filet Mandarin. Make sure you do that. Looking to see how I get your picks, paid or unpaid, and would you recommend betting through the Twin Spires app? If you can get you can't get that in Texas, but if you're there and you can use it, sure. I'll have picks on Sports Map tomorrow at some point, including some Kentucky Oaks picks, which I always throw on there. Picks on pregame, which will also be up tomorrow. And that'll be my trifectas and my ones where I'm going for the really big money, but I'll have free picks for everybody too. So those will all be on Sports Map. And as a matter of fact, SportsMap right now has got my whole breakdown and video going up any minute of me telling you my two favorite horses. So plenty of good stuff and most of it free. Just want to point that out. What is Kevin? What is this about?
That's the guy who called in the other day and said that I'd suck at basketball.
Oh.
And now he wants to fight me.
Oh, really? See, I didn't know anything about that. How'd that happen?
During Twitter discussion last night, he pointed out that despite the fact I was 4-1, I was as in MMA, I was only fighting in backyards and not.
You know, I remember going to two of those fights, and they were in an actual building. And there was an octagon, mm-hmm. and there were some lights, and it was
sanctioned by the state and everything.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool. I had to, you know, pay for tickets. It wasn't a backyard. Well, maybe the other two fights were in a backyard. I didn't see those, but
you're actually misremembering. Every fight's been in a backyard or a garage of kind.
Okay.
That was actually a really nice garage you were in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's still backyard fighting.
Well, I'm a poor, so it's a garage is a big deal to me.
Yeah, and that what you didn't really buy a ticket. That was a drug dealer scamming you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was free to enter. So
I didn't get any drugs.
Yeah, that's why it was a scam.
Damn.
Yeah, you could have just said, "Hey, can I buy some drugs?"
Yeah, at least, you know, hey, at least get me some weed out of it.
That's
right?
On you, though.
And I can sit there. Oh, well, he's gonna knock the crap out of that really weird dude who's all fat and stuff.
But Kevin is a cop, and apparently, he thinks that whatever kind of self defense he learned in the police academy is equal to or greater than the 9 years that I've trained martial arts, and God, the 10 years before that that I wrestled. So what I do is I'm not a real fighter. So he was saying that he would fight me. And then I scrolled through his pictures and I found out that he's about 5'6", 5'7".
So I'm not, no.
But he's probably in my weight class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But He's short, but
see that this would be the problem. We'd have the weigh in. They'd take the picture, and guess what? I start calling you the same thing I used to call you,
yeah.
And then the little people of America get mad and boycott the show.
Exactly.
I can't have it. I can't have it.
We don't want it for sure.
I'm sorry, Kevin. We can't have this.
But I used to get to be the guy at my gym who, whenever people would come in, and this happens every couple months, you get the guy who will come in and say that MMA is garbage, and you know he this guy I work out at 24, I lift heavy, bro. And then so I always liked to be the guy that got to welcome him and show him that sometimes stuff is real. Like, I mean, jiu-jitsu is pretty real. And they would sign a waiver, which basically said that anything that happens to you in this gym, that's on you, bro.
Yeah.
And
if you get your arm snapped, oh well.
If that happens, it happens. And I don't know that I've ever, like, normally it's just kind of like let the guy know that stuff is real. But yeah, I never had a reputation as the friendliest guy on the mat. I wasn't always I'm not the nicest training partner.
You're kind of an a-hole.
I'm kind of an a-hole.
Yeah, but that
and I play hard, and you know, I told Kevin that if we want to find a gym and sign a waiver, I would play that game with him, and because when you sign the waiver, you're not talking about a sanctioned fight. There's no weight classes. It's just good, clean fun. Good, clean training, we would call it. So whatever happens, happens. And I'm up for that. I don't think it's a good idea for him because as a cop, you have to walk around for a living. And I will hurt your legs. I will hurt them. It's been a complaint about me before.
I think this is a really bad idea.
If there's a waiver signed, it's all good.
I think it's a really bad idea. I'm just telling you. And no offense, Kevin, but that's one thing. Like I won't even start crap with anybody anymore just in case they're an MMA fighter. You know? I would not want to go up against somebody who's been training in MMA.
But I want you to know that he invoked your name.
What did I do?
Well, last night. That was part of the deal. Was that you? Let me see. Where's the? Here it is. AJ, you know you're awful. I know you're awful. Fred knows you're awful. Granado knows you're awful. You suck, dude. And it's okay. When did you tell him that I was awful?
I didn't.
Are you sure?
You know what, though? I don't mean to, presume to think for you, since you presume to think for me.
He also said...
I don't think AJ's awful.
He also said you suck on the radio. That's why everyone hates the Blitz.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
I suck on the radio? I actually think I'm pretty good on the radio.
Yeah.
And not only that, don't think everybody hates the Blitz. Wouldn't be where we are if they did. And maybe they do. Maybe they just hate us and that, but they can't stop listening.
Well, I'm that's fine the thing. With that he too. Wasn't really listening when he called. He wasn't listening. You may have heard this one before. He got in the car, turned on the radio, and our show was on from when he listened to the last show. And before he could switch it, we said something that triggered him, and he decided to call into a show that he never listens to. It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that one. Or
it's a tale truer than the Bible itself.
This is the other one you'll hear. Oh, I wasn't listening, but my friend called me and told me that you said this. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how it went. We get that too. I've been doing this job for 15 years now. I've heard all those tricks. I've heard the, I don't listen. I was in my buddy's car. He was driving and I couldn't change the channel. Or I got in the car and I'd listened to the show earlier. But yeah, I before I could turn it off, you said something that just got me charged up. I know how this works. You hate the show. That's fine. But you listen because that's what you do.
Corey Lamont, I suck, but you really suck. So that's probably fair. But
I really suck.
Yeah. It's just like A Few Good Men. I strenuously object. Well,
sports makes people say weird things.
It does. Yeah. It Kevin, I'll just tell you this. There's a lot of things in the world that maybe you ought to be getting pissed off about. Sports, really? That's what you care about? Okay, fine that you're passionate, but you're going to start attacking people over sports?
It's just a hot... Like, you want to fight over sports.
Yeah, that's... I got to tell you, that's pretty damn immature. It really is. All right, we're going to take a break. It is... The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 will be out at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie Barbecue, on Friday, May 3rd from 11 to 7 p.m. They're also having their one-year anniversary party Saturday, May 4th, featuring crawfish and live country music. And on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. Head out there to compete in a queso cook-off. Margarita and Mexican beer specials all day. So head out to Cypress Trail Hideout with us this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, two thoughts here. First off, yeah, somebody says, surprise, surprise, an angry cop wants to hurt someone. That's a bad look if that's your job, dude, that you want to start a fight with somebody over a bunch of words. Just... Sorry. Yeah, everybody's saying that. I want a fight guy, and he's a cop. That's a bad look for you, man. It really is. I think I'd be a little more careful with what I do on social media if I were a police officer. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And then
I'm no snitch.
And as far as, well, guess what? You don't have to snitch. I'm sure whoever his superior is can take one look and see that. That's a bad look, man. You're coming off as a dumb. I'm sorry. And for those of you who, you think I suck, you think AJ sucks, cool. Let me just tell you something. I don't need people coming to our defense for stuff. Look, part of my job here is to take a beating from everybody. I get that, including AJ. And it's fine. It's part of the gig. But don't think for a minute that I don't think I'm pretty damn good at this, or I wouldn't have been doing it for 10 years and have the show that we have. And then the same thing with AJ. So, yeah, maybe you don't agree with us sometimes. Maybe you don't like what we talk about. But you know what? We're pretty effing good at this, or we wouldn't be doing it still. A lot of people have come and gone since we started the show. Yep. There's no question. Do you want to?
Yeah, we can take a couple calls, okay, and then we'll actually talk the Rockets at 5 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I've kind of been waiting to dive into the Rockets a little more, but 5 o'clock's the perfect time to do it.
Let's talk to Eric. Sports, Eric.
Eric, going once.
No. Okay. All right. Let's try Alan.
Listen, guys, you just pretty much covered what I was going to say. Anyone holding a police officer's license that goes off on a sporting event and wants to start a fight with a guy that just talks sports, he should be evaluated. You know? I mean, it's just...
Well, here's what I will say. I understand that point of view. I'm not this guy should be fired guy. I know.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's being awful dumb about this.
This guy should be fired guy came after me a couple times last night. I shouldn't work in the city of Houston because the Rockets sucked last night. So I shouldn't work here. Yeah. I should uproot my family and leave because the Rockets played like garbage last night.
Your kids who have basically spent their entire life in school here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get them out of there because the Rockets were bad.
The Rockets suck. Yeah. So, and if you say they didn't suck, you should move away.
If you don't want to, a whole mob of people with torches and stuff will just pack up your stuff for you and walk you to the edge of town and drop you off.
Yeah.
Tiki torches?
From what I understand, the Red Rowdies are waiting outside like the Dothrakis with their dragon glass swords all lit up.
I don't want to say anything, but how did that go for the Dothraki?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't see. It's overcast as hell outside, but I can still see something.
I will warn that we do have dragons here. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know how, because I really wasn't paying attention to it. I was trying to get some other work done, and I was watching the game, and then all this stuff starts popping up on my time. I'm like, what the hell? And, you know, people get so mad over the silliest things. I honestly, I want you to be a passionate fan. I want you to care about your team. That's great. But threatening to fight people because you said the team was getting outplayed, essentially? Okay. Maybe back off the sauce a little bit.
I think it's just, I just am particularly insensitive to it because I'm not really a fan of teams. I don't, like, if a team that I don't, there's no teams that if they lose, it makes me sad. You know what I mean? And so I guess it's been a long time since I had an emotional attachment to a team, probably since before Twitter. So I understand, you know, that my point of view isn't the same. And maybe if there was something like that I was passionate about, I would get frustrated seeing someone point out how crappy they were on social media. But I just don't. I don't care about anything like that.
Well, and I get that. Once people have decided that you hate their team and you love the other team, then anything you say is already going to be charged with that, right?
Yeah.
That with that perspective, I'm still pretty passionate about the choking ass Maple Leafs, but I didn't get mad when people said, "Oh, they're going to choke."
So last night, one of the things I said was, it would have been a better story if Steph Curry had broken his finger inside James Harden's eye.
Okay, that's funny.
So, like, if both those injuries would have happened on one play and they'd both gone out at the same time, it would have been a better story to me than having two separate injuries. People got mad at me about that. What's the big deal about that?
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it would have been a better story. You can't deny it.
Yeah, I'm with
because
you.
Because then it would have been like, oh, well, James couldn't see because Steph poked him in the eye, and Warriors fans could be like, yeah, Steph couldn't shoot because James' eye got in the way of his finger and broke it.
That'd been funny. I want them.
If I were writing a comedy sketch, it would have been that.
Well, to be honest, I don't like the Warriors. I think they got a bunch of little babies on that team too.
I don't like the personalities of the Warriors. I do like I like the Warriors' style of basketball. I like it less now that Kevin Durant's there.
Well, I think that's what I was going to say. Since he's been there, they're not a very likable group.
But they are. I mean, it's kind of like it's hard to cheer for them too because they're in like God mode. You know, it's like cheering for Mike Tyson against Little Mac on Punch Out. It's hard to cheer for the guy that's damn near unstoppable. It's like cheering for Thanos when he's wearing the glove. It's weird.
I kind of cheered for Thanos.
Did you?
I like this concept. I just wish the only difference is I wish you could pick the people that you snapped out of existence.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Got some bad news for you, Kevin. If I'm holding that glove, you're a pile of dust. Just saying so. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We will dive more into the Rockets game here in a couple of minutes when we come back. But right now, I want to tell you about a new partner to the station, Big Game Travel.
Oh, yes.
Very excited about this because Big Game Travel offers fans first-class travel experiences, and they're taking Houston fans and us to London for the game against Jacksonville at legendary Wembley Stadium. And guys, somebody was asking about it on Twitter earlier, and I sent them a link to it because
they want to come with us.
They want to go, yeah.
They're going to room up with you?
No, not rooming with me. But the cool thing about this is I've never been to London. I've always wanted to go to London. And how about now I can go and see a Texans game too? It's a perfect setup.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And they basically do it all. They've planned nonstop airfare, 5-star hotel in downtown London, transportation, a pep rally, tailgate, game day tickets, the whole 9 yards. It's a first-class operation. Their attention to detail is amazing. Best flights, nicest hotel, an itinerary that's going to give you group time as well as personal time. All you do is show up, and everything is laid out for you. Visit BigGameTravel.com for more information. That's BigGameTravel.com. Come to London with us for the big football game. It's BigGameTravel.com.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.